I think if you're a naturally nervous person, you need support from other people. Like, you know, I was a quiet performer. I'm not a showstopper. I'm just a singer. And people made me feel like it was okay. It was enough just to have the songs.
Newcomer Lana Del Rey is a bit of an enigma. Her combination of melancholic nostalgia and Barbarella looks has earned a lot of attention. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. There are many ironies when it comes to newcomer Lana Del Rey. She's super glamorous, but shy. She reveres passion, but her unique vocal delivery has almost no affect. Lana Del Rey was born Lizzie Grant in the mid-80s, and she didn't grow up in a house full of musicians or even listen to much music as a kid. She just gradually realized that she loved to sing, and she loved to edit vintage images and cobble them together into something that, via YouTube, would mesmerize a lot of people. Her track Video Games has been viewed well over 20 million times in less than 6 months. Lana Del Rey's debut album, Born to Die, is coming out on January 31st, and it features the singles that have already made her such a skyrocketing and, to some, controversial figure in the music world. Recently, Lana Del Rey spoke with FUV's Rita Houston in our Studio A, and she revealed that she's inspired by the music of Nirvana, Leonard Cohen, and especially Bob Dylan.
My friend played it for me, I think, just on YouTube. And I was floored. And then I read this biography about him before I had listened to his music. This biography about him by Anthony Scaduto, and it was really his life story that inspired me almost more than his music, which is always the case generally. I just related to how passionate he was and how uncompromising he was and how he just didn't really, you know, he would never say anything just to get further ahead. Like, he really meant what he said. And that meant a lot to me because, you know, it's hard to find good role models. Mm-hmm. I usually find them, you know, they're people I don't know usually. He was one of them.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, nightmare, my eyes burned. It was like James Dean, for sure. You're so fresh to death and sick as cancer. You were sort of punk rock, I grew up on hip hop. You've been me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is me, love hurts. I still remember that day we met in December.
I just couldn't be happier with the record. I mean, I've been working, you know, I've just have a really nice process. I've been working with Larry Gold, who is sort of a famous string arranger back in Philadelphia. He's been conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra, helping bring a lush sort of cinematic sound to the record. He's also working closely with Emil Haney, who's, you know, more in the hip-hop world. He's helping me bring like a darker, heavier, fatter sound to the record. He puts in the beats and the samples. And so the juxtaposition of like those two worlds has sort of created the general sound for my record, which is romantic and lush. And yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, it's been good.
Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on. Try to have fun in the meantime. Take a walk on the wild side. Let me kiss you hard in the pouring rain. You like your girl.
Live performance by Lana Del Rey of Born to Die, and before that, Blue Jeans. Both songs appear on her upcoming album, Born to Die. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.